Hi everyone, I'm Darusha Wame, and this is the NaNoWriMo 2005 podcast for day 23. We are getting close to the wire out there. There's 7 days left after today to get up to your 50,000 words, or whatever it is that your goal is for this month. I'm more or less on schedule. Well, I'm a little bit ahead of schedule, I suppose, although there's still quite a bit of story left, so I'm not 100%. I'm pretty confident I'll make my 50,000 words, but I'm not 100% confident I'm going to actually finish my story by the end of November. And while I realize that, Chris Beatty of the NaNoWriMo group and on the most recent episode of RIMO Radio suggested that you shouldn't go past November, I want to finish my story. So if it takes going past December, that's what I'm going to do. I don't care if it's a bad idea or not. I'm doing it anyway. Now, something that I noticed over there at the NaNoWriMo forums is in off-topic, even though I don't think this is off-topic at all, someone has posted 7 questions about your NaNo, and a bunch of people have answered them, and I think that, you know, the answers are sort of all over the map and really interesting, so I've decided that today for this podcast, what I'm going to do is answer those 7 questions. And I'll have a link up in the show notes to the forum post, so you can go there and answer the questions there, or feel free to answer the questions over here with us. You can put a comment on the weblog at nanowrimopodcast.blogspot.com. You can send me email about this or anything else at darusha+nanowrimo@gmail.com, or as always, you can call the listener line at area code 206-350-6266. So let's get into it and look at those questions. The first question was, how are you feeling right now about your novel? And I am feeling pretty damn good about my novel. It's turned out not quite exactly the way that I expected it to, but it's actually really good and it's fun to write. I like my characters. I'm not even sure how it's going to end anymore. I had an end planned for before I even started, but now things are taking a different turn, so I want to find out what happens, which I think is a way cool way to be writing a novel. The second question is, are you satisfied with your word count? And I have to say yes and no about that. First of all, I'm satisfied with my word count because, I mean, barring some sort of horrible situation, I'm going to hit 50,000 way before I did last year, and I really have absolutely no doubt that I'm going to hit 50,000. I'm hovering around 47 right now. So, I don't have any real problem believing that I'm going to hit 50,000. And last year I hit 50,000 on the 30th. So I'm doing better than I did last year in that regard. But on the other hand, I'm not so satisfied with my word count because I started off with a big bang. And if I had kept up at the pace that I started with, I would have been done by now. Not just done my word count, but probably done my story. But I slowed down a lot, and a lot of that was just laziness, and being ahead too, I think, caused me to slow down because I realized that I had, you know, I didn't have to just go and go and go. I could actually like stop and think about word choice and all that kind of stuff, which isn't really in the spirit of NaNo, and I don't think actually helps me a whole hell of a lot, but that's what I did anyway, and I'm finding myself still doing it, and there's not much I can do about it. So yes and no in the satisfied with word count area. Number 3, do you want to get your novel published? Yes, I wanted that before I even started this one. The whole plan this year was to write something that was actually publishable, and I do, and I am probably going to be participating in NaNo PubYe, which is an offshoot of NaNo that is a sort of, you know, it's a community and a plan to actually give it a good shot at trying to get your novel published. So yeah, I do, and I'm going to be trying to do that. So I hope that works out well, and I hope my novel is actually good enough to go that route. It seems like it is for now, but I mean, you know, a really crap ending could ruin the whole thing. So we'll see. Number 4, which week was the worst for you? For me, so far, it is the 7-day stretch between weeks 2 and 3, actually. I started off week 2 not bad. I wasn't, you know, in the second week slump, I was doing okay. And then things just bogged right down. And I mean, I had a day where I didn't even write like more than 300 words. And it was just slow and it was draggy and like not fun and stuff. But it picked up. I got sort of over the hurdle. I think hitting 25,000 sort of helped that and pushed me over the hump and got me moving on. So Oh, and more zombies, of course. More zombies helped a lot. So yeah, that sort of chunk of time there is really what was my worst so far. I don't hope. I hope that the next week is going to be just Jim Dandy. But yeah, you want to knock on wood. You don't want to ruin things for yourself. Number five, how much time do you spend writing your novel? I spend probably a couple of hours a day writing. More on, my Fridays off, and it kind of depends on the day. Like I spend dribs and drabs of time during the day at work writing in my breaks, and then, a good probably hour for sure every evening in my little 20-minute chunks. Some days, I just way more, and there are some days that I haven't really been writing at all. It's been like, 15, 20 minutes and just pulling teeth to get some words down, and that's that. But I'd average a couple of hours a day, I think, though I'm not really timing it. Number six was, what do you think of writing 2 50,000-word novels at a time? My thought is no. Period. Unless you're Sforzy, who is one of our loyal listeners, and I have to give a great big shout out to her. She might be losing her mind right now, but she is powering through on her third novel this month. She's getting close to 160,000 words written already. So, if you're Sforzy or someone like her, I guess that's fine. But if you're me, there's just no way in hell that's ever gonna happen. And number seven, true or false, do you think your novel is worth reading? True. I've had somebody reading the odd chapter here and there while I've been writing it, no edits or anything, who's pleasantly surprised that it's actually quite interesting. And as I'm writing it, I'm finding the same thing. So, I mean, hell, I thought my last year's Nana was worth reading, and I still do. I actually passed it on to somebody yesterday, and this year's novel is 8 million gazillion times better. So, yes, true. So as you can tell by the answers to these questions, I'm actually pretty happy with the way this year's Nana was going. I'm very pleased with my novel, though there's absolutely nothing wrong with writing 50,000 words of garbage. I still there's part of me that really wishes I were writing a novel of just dares, because they're so much fun to write, and I still haven't managed to squeeze one into this novel. So, however you're doing it, so long as you're doing it. I think, it's all to the good. So I hope everyone is reaching whatever goal they do have for themselves this month, and that things are working well for you. Make sure that you, if you want to, become part of the conversation. Leave a comment over at nanowrimopodcast.blogspot.com. Send me email at derusha+nanowrimo@gmail.com, or call that listener line at area code 206-350-6266. That's all I got for you today. I will talk to you all tomorrow.